Advanced Studio Classroom is on the air. Advanced classes where we can travel by talking about places we'd love to go. So join us as we finish the article on Magnificent Malta today. Are you ready to travel and finish the time in Malta, Bill?
Sure am, Doris. This is great. I love visiting Magnificent Malta.
Well, I think that this article has explained a little bit more about how ancient this place is and how you can get the feeling of the past. And I know that you've enjoyed being here, Lois, as we discuss this place.
Yes, I sure have. You know, it's opened my eyes to a part of the world I don't know a lot about. My husband has been there, and like I said, really good friends of ours live there for over a year. But it's just intrigues me even more now that we've done this article.
Well, we're happy to have another guest as our panelist, one of the younger people that is going to school but still studying and traveling around the world. That's Emily. Hi, Emily.
Hi.
Emily, have you enjoyed being here, being on Studio Classroom and Advanced?
I have loved it. It's been great.
Well, do you like to travel, Emily?
I do. This is only my first time to travel outside of the country.
You're from Texas.
I am
right?
From Texas.
How old are you, Emily?
I'm 18.
18, so that's a good time to travel.
Good start.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're going to travel more, though, in the future.
Oh, I plan to.
Do you think you'd like to go over to the Mediterranean sometime?
Yeah, I love Mediterranean food.
Oh, well, see, you and Lois, you can go out for some after the
goodness,
program.
Goodness, it sounds like a great idea, Doris.
But Texan food is pretty good, too.
Yeah, but I like that crunch of those vegetables and that Mediterranean food, Doris.
Some barbecue doesn't
throw a little chicken on it and some lemon juice. I'm ready to go.
I don't know if they have any barbecue there on Malta. They got plenty of fish, though.
Well, we're going to talk about the food and other things today, but we better get started on page 18 as we do this last day. But just give us a very quick wrap-up of where we are and what we're doing, Bill.
Well, yesterday, Doris, we actually paid a visit to a couple of different towns there in Malta. First, we're in Valletta, the capital, but then our writer wants to look for a genuine Maltese experience. And so our writer first headed to the city or small town of Medina. And there's a picture of St. Paul's Cathedral there on page 17, which is in Medina. And then after Medina, our writer headed to a fishing port, right, Lois?
That's correct. You're going to give me this name again, aren't you?
I'm making you say it.
Marseschlok, I think it is. I think I have that pretty close. And
well,
you know
get over there and see whether they say it the same.
And I'm
going to
see if they say it the same. And you know, it'd be interesting to see the kind of fish they bring in these fishing fleets.
Now, we wrapped up yesterday, Doris, in Zurich. And that's at the top of page 17. Another small town or city. And it gives you a real genuine feel for Malta. And I like how our writer finished up yesterday. You can almost picture the old men gathering in the streets near dusk and talking about the same things they've talked about for 25 years. And their poor wives, they've got to go into church and pray for their husbands.
But remember, they're speaking in English, most of them. So that's a good thing. You can talk to them when you go
exactly.
there.
Exactly.
That is
English.
A good thing. Yeah. That's right.
Remember I said the Maltese people are generally quite a bit shorter, and they look like they're from another era of time and another era of history. They're kind of like the people in the western part, the southern tip of Italy.
What's interesting is how geography does affect human beings in shape and size, and there are certain parts of the world where people are shorter. A lot of it has to do with their agriculture and with their diet. Maybe there's less protein in their diet, and maybe, you know, even the weather can affect it. And here we've got a nearly deforested island, and it actually impacts the people as far as how tall they are.
Well, they have a lot of fish, though. That's good.
Mm-hmm. That's
well,
right.
Let's go ahead and read about it today. I think that we'll just take the very first column on page 18. You might want to read along with us as we begin this part of our discussion today.
The food. I'm not a foodie, but the standard fare of Malta seemed bland for a country so close to Italy. where you can find great restaurants blindfolded. I'm sure there's great food here. I just didn't find it, with that one exception in Marsashlok. The only shishi restaurant I wanted to try was the one in Medina, seemingly favored by Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie when he was shooting a movie here in 2011, World War Z, set for release later this year. The man answering the phone at Di Mondion seemed stunned that I thought I could make a same-day reservation. I didn't try again. Malta's national dishes are rabbit stew and lampuka, dolphin fish. I thought the stew part meant I would not see enough rabbit shape to discern that I was eating a bunny. It wasn't bad, but I prefer fish. The lampuka was okay, but my serving was no big deal.
Well, foodie seems like kind of a slang word to me. He says, I'm not a foodie. What is a foodie?
Well, you
know, I
can
guess.
Doris, I am definitely a foodie. And it's a person who loves to make food, loves to go out for food, likes to blog about food, likes to buy food magazines, food books, everything.
Well, and I guess you're a foodie,
though. I'm a foodie. Yeah.
Okay, now we've met a foodie, Bill. I like food, but I'm not a foodie.
Wow. That's funny. I like Lois's explanation.
Right. She says she's really a foodie. But it's people who are connoisseurs, we would say. People who
I don't know if I'm a connoisseur, but I enjoy food, good food.
Well, that's good. But the standard fare or the standard food that you eat in Malta might seem bland because it's not really hot and spicy like Indonesian food or Sichuan food. It's more a little bit more just like regular, maybe – Italian food, is that?
Yeah, the writer here is making a comparison, saying, oh, well, Italy's got all of this fabulous food with so much flavor. And the writer's saying, yeah, but here in Malta, it seems maybe a little boring, maybe not a strong flavor. So it's a comparative here.
Yeah, I think the food is fine there. But, you know, in Italy, he says you can find great restaurants blindfolded. Does that mean you go around blindfolded and look for a restaurant? What does that mean?
It usually means there's a restaurant every other door or store on the street.
You can find it without looking?
Exactly. You can find it without looking. And probably I'm thinking what our writer might have missed is some of the, because of the kind of terrain that's in Malta, some of the fresh herbs that Italy uses, or it might miss some of the ingredients that you can definitely always get in certain parts of Italy and maybe not so easily available in Malta.
I'm not so sure about that, but he said there must be good food there, but he just didn't find it. So I think that it just all depends on what you like. You don't know all the best places to eat when you're a tourist anyplace.
Yeah, and so the writer sounds a little frustrated, saying there's got to be good food here. I can't find it. Except in Marsashlok. So that fishing port that we had talked about yesterday, where we had the pictures of the boats, that was the one place the writer seemed satisfied.
Well, he did want to find this one restaurant because it was very famous. What was that restaurant?
Right. And we get told that this restaurant is Shishi. Am I right?
Shishi.
Shishi.
You have to say,
and it's saying
shishi.
Trying too hard to be decorated in a stylish or attractive way. And so we have these fancy restaurants, but apparently it is the only restaurant that was favored by Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie.
Well, I don't know where they usually eat, but, you know, it doesn't bother me much one way or another. But he was shooting a movie there about World War II, and they used that.
Yeah.
And that movie's going to be out later this year. So you might say, oh, that movie was shot in Malta.
All right, what this guy's talking about, Doris, is very, very typical. This happens so often. The big stars go somewhere to shoot a movie. They happen to end up at a restaurant. And it turns out, okay, maybe they like a certain dish, right?
They go there,
The famous celebrities, they go there. They go to Bill's Burgers, right?
Right.
And then they say, oh, well, let's come on back tomorrow. Well, then what I do is I take this moment in time and I try to capitalize on it. I try to turn it into saying Bill's Burgers is fantastic because these two stars came here. I try to make it into something really special. That's what's going on.
Evidently, it became well known because if you try to get a reservation there, people say, you can't get a reservation here. You have to make it ahead. So because of that, it became very well known.
Exactly. When it says same day, it means you can't walk in the morning and say, I'm going to eat dinner here tonight, because obviously the owner of the restaurant or your waiter there or whoever's greeting you at the door is going to say, no, you're not. You have to make a reservation a week in advance.
So I'll go to another place. That's okay. But when you go on down here to the next line 17, it goes on to say about their dishes. What does it say here, Emily? What are Malta's national dishes that people really like, that the Maltese like to eat?
Well, the dishes are rabbit stew and lampuka, which is dolphin fish.
Okay. Rabbit stew. Have you ever had rabbit stew, any of you?
I've had rabbit stew, yeah.
It's like chicken.
Yeah.
It's kind of like chicken.
Tastes like chicken.
As long as I can't recognize it as being rabbit, right. I'm probably okay.
But that's the way with a lot of things, you know, right? Well, but I don't know about dolphin fish.
Well, I didn't like the look of it, Doris. I made the time to go look up a picture or two of the dolphin fish, and, ooh, it looks kind of weird to me, that fish, but...
Well, some fish, you know, it looks weird. It depends on how it tastes.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Some fish is a little bit oily and gets as strong mm-hmm. and some's not. So.
Did you have dolphin fish when you were there?
Well, I didn't know if I had it.
Okay.
You know, I didn't ask them all those things. I just ate whatever they had.
Well, the writer first talks about this rabbit stew, and it's really interesting what the writer says. Well, okay, the rabbit stew would have been okay, but the writer didn't know if didn't realize beforehand that he would see enough of the rabbit shape. So what the writer is saying here is he actually could look at the stew and see the actual shape of the rabbit, which is kind of a turnoff if you're dining.
I don't think I'd like that.
Yeah. Well, anyway, you know, that's not a big deal, but it wasn't bad. But he said he liked the fish the best anyway. And he says it was no big deal means it was nothing special. So food is just something that's part of the trip that wouldn't influence you going there or not going there.
Well, and some of our readers might like to know that there are a number of areas of Europe that do eat rabbit. So just so you know ahead of time, you can get rabbit stew, you can get rabbit and chicken pot pie.
You can get that in Canada too.
It's not that common.
In Vancouver, it's quite common.
It's quite common in Europe.
But, you know, you can get that over in Vancouver in that area and in Orcas Island, and there's rabbits. All, you know, people eat rabbits, but it's just not their ordinary thing.
Right, right. So I think it's because there's maybe there's a lot of rabbits.
Yes,
so that's why the natives did make this stew. There's plenty of rabbits. So interesting how the writer finishes this paragraph saying the serving was no big deal.
And I don't think this paragraph is any really big deal. It's just something to talk about. For you foodies, it's okay. But I'd like to get on with the history more, Bill. What about going to the next part about history?
Yeah, that
sounds
good.
Should we read that one next?
Sounds good.
Okay, the history. You could spend an eon visiting crypts, churches, museums, for a comprehensive history lesson in one 45-minute sitting, do it with a film, The Malta Experience, themaltaexperience.com, along the Grand Harbor in Valletta. See St. John's Co-Cathedral in central Valletta for jaw-dropping opulence. This place is integral to Maltese history's chief players, the Knights of Malta, the Crusades, the Maltese Cross, etc. You should see at least one of the prehistoric temples. Some are on the smaller island of Gozo, requiring a ferry ride. I preferred the Hagar Kim Temple on the southwest coast of Malta, minutes west of Zurich. How did those guys quarry and transport a 20-ton stone? And spend a day in Medina. The Normans did nice work, trust me. History can make for a relaxing vacation.
Well, we did talk about history quite a bit at the beginning, about how old this place is and that some of the things you see are even older than the pyramids. So we're going to get back to the history part. So let's find out more about the history part.
Right. We see here, Doris, you could spend an eon visiting crypts, churches, museums. And an eon is just simply a long period of time that we really can't even measure. We're not going to put a number on it.
Well, I think a good idea would be this comprehensive history. What does comprehensive mean?
It's all of the history just in one, easy to explain
understand. Mm-hmm.
And understand.
Together, right?
That's what
yeah,
I
like.
I kind of like the comprehensive history, Lois.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know what, Doris? That's what I liked about what the next line says there, the Malta experience. Because, folks, if you go on this website, you can get hooked on Malta in just 50 seconds. That's how short this video is, and it gives you just
it's
little
45
snippets.
45 minutes
or 50 seconds. The line below, which talks about the Malta experience. I went on yesterday, just 50 seconds long, it gets you hooked on Malta.
50 seconds?
50 seconds.
Wow.
That's all.
That would be like a teaser.
Yes.
I want to clear that up. That's not the whole thing. We
no.
see 45 yeah. minutes sitting.
Yeah.
So
you didn't do the 45
no.
minute.
Yeah. I did the teaser.
I think you better do the 45 minute one after class.
I think so.
Go back and do
you
that.
You assign
one.
It to
okay.
me.
Okay. Assign you to do that one. That'd
yeah.
be fun, Bill.
And actually, what Lois saw was the teaser or the promo video.
Or the trailer.
At themaltaexperience.com.
Yeah.
But the 45 minute film is actually something that you can sit and watch along the Grand Harbor in the capital of Valletta. So this
you
would be
start on the web. Oh, too
I don't
bad.
Believe it's on the web. The 45-minute one is something you can see right there.
Okay.
Let me clarify that. I don't know if it is, but according to our writer, this 45-minute video.
Yeah,
is
I
right
think
there
you're right, Bill.
In Valletta.
Yeah. Okay.
In fact, I just for our listeners, if you want to see. Also, then there's a picture of Valletta right there at the bottom of page 18. Mm-hmm. We've talked about these other places. There is a kind of a panorama of Valletta.
That's very pretty part.
Yeah.
And that's
like
what you
picture.
See when you come, you know, around in a ship and so forth. That's a very historical kind of place, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And that's very important in the history, too, isn't it?
Well, it is, and we do talk about some more history here as we learn about St. John's Co-Cathedral.
That's right, and it says this is a central Valletta for jaw-dropping opulence. Okay, folks, do we know what opulence is? Bill, what's that?
Well, jaw-dropping, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, jaw-dropping.
Jaw-dropping is just completely surprising and amazing.
Don't expect it.
Yeah.
Your jaw drops.
Yeah, that's similar to breathtaking. Opulence means something that is extremely luxurious
mm-hmm.
and it's filled with riches.
That sounds like museums and palaces and places like that.
Or, you know, when a beautiful woman or girl comes out in that gorgeous red dress, she might be a jaw-dropping effect.
Well, she's jaw-dropping, and maybe she lives in an opulent mansion.
That's right.
Yeah.
But, you know, this place here, it's woven in together with the history of Maltese history's chief players or the people that we hear about. We hear about the Knights of Malta, the Crusades when the Arabs came and the Maltese cross, how they different invaders and different ones came and took over the country. That's all. You can find that on the web. It's pretty interesting.
It sure is. There's lots to gather on the web about this whole part of the world, Doris. You're correct.
Well, actually, in fact, we're talking about in this paragraph right here, St. John's Co-Cathedral is integral to these chief players in history because this goes back, we're talking about 1100, 1200 AD. So we're nearly 1,000 years ago. We're talking about 900, 800 years ago. And
yeah.
That's why this St. John's Cathedral is so important.
Right. Well, the Turks moved their naval forces over there around in 1565. So you're talking about a long time ago in history. That was before Napoleon.
And again, that just shows how many times possession of Malta changed hands. So, but we're going back even farther in this next paragraph, Doris.
Well, those are the prehistoric temples, right?
Yeah,
wow.
The prehistoric temples would be the ones we talked about in the beginning of our article that were built about 3,500 B.C.
You have to go to this other little island, Gozo, and you go on a ferry. And I think it's fun to go on ferries in these countries, and you can go out to other smaller islands. That could be part of your trip if you have time.
Yeah, if you look at our map there on page 16, you'll see, of course, the main island of Malta, and then northwest of the main island is Gozo Island. So, yeah, I would like to take a ferry ride out there.
But when you get there, what would you find?
Well, Doris, this is a little confusing for our readers and our listeners. If you see right there in line 12, our writer talks about a ferry ride to Gozo. However, the very next sentence, he then stays on the Isle of Malta and says that he prefers the Hagar Chim temple on the southwest coast of Malta.
So wherever you go and you find these big temples, you wonder how could they move around these great big pieces of stone that they carved wherever they were.
No, 20 tons? I don't know how they did it.
They didn't have any buffaloes, did they?
I don't know how they did it.
It is a mystery. It is a mystery, whether it's the pyramids in Egypt or the big face and head statues on Easter Island or here
or Stonehenge.
How did they move these stones? It is amazing. And we're talking 3,500 years ago.
Well, he's kind of going around from one place to the other, and he said he spent a whole day in Medina, so he's going from place to place. Remember, it's not a very big island anyway.
No, it's not a very big island. And his interesting comment here says in this next sentence, the Normans did nice work, and that's in Medina. And, of course, we're going way back in history, the French invaders. This was back in about 1100 also at that time. And when he says they did nice work, he's actually paying a compliment to them as far as how they laid out the town, laid out the city, and also the architecture that they left behind.
That's true. Well, history here can make a relaxing vacation. And I think not only make a relaxing vacation, it can make you feel like you knew what it must have been like to live in those days. You feel like you're getting a part of the life of those people.
That's right. You feel like you're stepping into history and now you're part of it.
Emily, do you like history at all? Or not?
I love history. It's so fascinating to find out how other people and other cultures lived.
Yeah, well, before we sign off here today, Doris, let's have our feature. Well, I have to say, Magnificent Malta sure beats the Magnificent Mile by an absolute long shot. Let's just break out our guidebook right this very minute.
No need to convince me about that. And not the aggravation of pushy salespeople either. Oh, I love this vacation.
It sure is a history lesson for me, Helen. I knew so little about this area of the world until I started studying it about a half a year ago. Thanks for the suggestion that we should go somewhere different this year.
Well, I've always wanted to vacation here in the Mediterranean. There is a lot of history here, even recent history, with the bombings in this area back in World War II.
And a lot of people call this place home as well. It says right here, over 400,000.
Well, another thing I've noticed, this country is immaculate when you factor in how many people reside here, how old the place is, and how many tourists land here to spend at least a few days in search of antiquities.
Yes, it is also nice that English has had a heavy influence here for many generations. It is a breeze to get around and to converse with the local people and merchants.
I don't know why it's taken us an eon to visit this side of the world. I guess it isn't for lack of trying. Perhaps we should have tried just a little harder earlier in our lives.
Well, we're here now. That's the important thing. I like that it isn't always a place where you feel like you have to constantly be on the go. I love that we were able to decompress in areas that tourists generally don't see or don't bother to visit.
I guess the only thing I'm disappointed in is my expectation that the food would be heavily influenced by the Italians. Some of the food we're eating is difficult to discern. Are you feeling the same way, Gord?
It does taste a little bland, but I am enjoying some of the fish that is available here.
Well, I am ready to pursue some more of the action here and see more history. Are you coming along, Gord?
Sounds good to me, Helen.
Well, since this is the last day of this article, I think we should just say something that really impressed us about the article or something we enjoyed about it.
Well, what I really enjoyed about this, Doris, is how the writer did go to some smaller towns and cities in Malta and really got a genuine feel for Malta. I'm the kind of guy, I would do that too.
Well, it's a small place. It isn't hard to get around.
Yeah, I enjoyed that as well, Bill, but I also enjoyed finding out some more history about this part of the world, about Malta, period. And I also, for me, I like knowing that he gave us a population of the country because I had no idea that so many people lived in such a small area.
And I didn't realize that so many countries had tried to take it over from time to time. That's because it's right in the middle of the Mediterranean Sea, a very strategic place. And as you've been with us today, Emily, do you feel like this might be a good place you'd like to visit sometime?
Oh, definitely. I see these pictures in the articles on page 18, and that just looks like a gorgeous place to go.
So you might even get invited to a conference like I did, and then you go there and go to a conference. Whenever you go anyplace, explore, eat the local food, talk to the people, and it's quite easy here because they speak English. So remember to keep your English level up.
That's a great reason to keep working on it each day, Doris.
So thanks for being with us for this article, and be with us every day. Check us on the web. Check us, send us some things on Facebook. And we know that as we study together, we're going to understand this world better and enjoy living in it.
Yeah, and I would appreciate also if our readers and listeners can leave a comment on our Facebook page, because I check it. I know Lois checks it, and all the other people here on Advance do check it. I check it a couple times a day just to
Bill,
see if I...
you know, if you're checking it, I might even put a picture of me in Malta on there.
I'm looking forward to it. You have
we'll
been
see.
Talking about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we'll see if I
it's
find
time to
one.
Do that.
All right. Okay. But thanks for being with us, Emily. I hope you'll visit us again.
Thank you. I hope I get to as well.
And all of you, we hope you'll be with us every day and share what you learn and talk about with your friends. So we'll see you again when we have another subject next time. Goodbye, everyone.
Arrivederci.
Goodbye.